just want to, I want to thank Rachel for playing that last song. It was a request, and it's very precious. Let's pray. Father, this is it. This is what we long for. Everyone here who has made this trip, it's for your glory. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you love us so much that you would meet us here. And we praise you and thank you. We ask that your Holy Spirit would fill us all, Lord. Give us all, including myself, ears to hear what you have to say to us. And we thank you, Lord, for what you've already spoken to us, Lord. And I know it's my prayer. I don't want to go back the same. And I ask that none of us would, that we would be closer to you and to do your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Okay. So anyway, thank you, Rachel. And it's appropriate that praise is before prayer, and prayer, I'm doing the closet and the prayer closet. And to me, it was appropriate. I got excited when I asked Rachel if she was going to do worship before when I came up here, and she said yes. Oh, sorry. Okay. Because when the Old Testament Israelites went out to battle, they asked what tribe, there was 12 tribes, they asked what tribe should go up before the 11, and they said the tribe of Judah, and Judah means praise, and so they would go out before battle, and prayer is battle. It is in Psalm 22:3, but you are holy, O you that inhabits the praises of Israel. Samuel Chadwick, he's an old saint. He's written many prayer books, and I did look him up, so he's not weird. he said, Satan dreads nothing but prayer. His one concern is to keep the saints from praying. He fears nothing from prayerless studies, prayerless work, prayerless religion. He laughs at our toil. He mocks our wisdom, but he trembles when we pray. How do we build our house? We start with prayer. It's titled The Prayer Closet. It's kind of a time where you take a little bit of time. My life is kind of rushed except for on weekends. And you just sit down and you pray and you read your Bible and then you're off in the day. And sometimes, a lot of times, we need to sit before the Lord and just soak him in like we soak in the sun, S-O-N. Sometimes we can pray. We pray throughout the day. The Bible speaks of praying throughout the day. We pray without ceasing. We do what an old pastor that I heard, do bullet prayers, you know, pray for this, pray for that. And we can pray on the spot prayers too, like Nehemiah did. He was before the king, and he prayed to God for that, whatever he was going through. I forget what he was going through. When we enter his gates, we can thank him. And Jesus said, but you, when you pray, enter your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father, which is in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. Matthew 6:6. Laura asked me to do the prayer closet, and I immediately thought of my little tiny closet at home. It's 3 foot, and I brought this. It's 3 foot. 3 foot by 3 foot. That is it. That is it. I have a little tiny house, and we used to have just one hanger in there, but I went to Walmart and got these organizers, and now Joe has his, my husband Joe has his clothes on top, my clothes on the bottom, and then little cubbies, and that's where I keep my linens and our clothes. And so it's very, very tiny. And I was thinking about that, and my prayer closet spiritually is small. It's, you know, I'm focused on certain things, and that's what I can handle. That's what the Lord's given me, and it's okay. Some people, I have a sister that has a huge, and it's not a prayer closet, but it's a closet, and it's a walk-in closet. And I was thinking, you know, we can't compare prayer closets. You know, we think that a lot of people, they get to pray a whole lot because they have time. But this is right now what the Lord has for me, and whatever size your prayer closet is, that's what he has for you. For me, if I compared, I'd either be proud that I was praying for a bunch of people, or I would be discontent. And I'm not discontent. I love what the Lord has given me, just physically and spiritually. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13:5, God has said, "Let your conversation, our character, manner of life, be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." God's with us. He's cheering us on. And he's equipped us with exactly what we need. Just our neighbors, everything to pray for, and just exactly what we need. To enter my closet, I don't have a door because my house is very tiny and there's a bookcase right next to it. I have a curtain. And I thought about that curtain, and then that, the Lord is good. He just kind of gives you material. It's like, thank you. The door we enter, the curtain we enter was torn for us. And it was about 60 foot high, 4 inches thick, and about 30 feet, which is from there to there, wide. And no man could do that. But God did it for us. He did it for us. And these are all my very favorite verses. And I said to Joe, do you think I'm going to die because I get to do all my favorite verses? This last time, but no, he just looks at poor Joe. So, but God tore that curtain for us and made it possible for us to be before the Lord, be before the Father, and with our petitions. He cried, "It is finished." The veil was torn from top to bottom. And it, I read that it was an act a man would not be able to do. God had moved out of the temple made by hands, and now he resides in our temple. We don't have to depend on the priest to atone for our sins, but we can go to the Father ourselves and ask for forgiveness, give our request to him. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Pastor Pat, I remember just last Sunday, said boldly, we can run to the Father with our requests. And I can go boldly to my bedroom closet. You know, I can just go there. Mercy does not depend on the goodness of the recipient. Praise the Lord. But on the giver. His mercies are new every morning. My closet is dark. These things were in my closet. My closet is dark, so I bought that little Fred Meyer light, which doesn't work. I wouldn't recommend it. It's a little sticky battery, and it just is really dark. And when we go to the Lord, we need the light of the Lord's word. While we pray, you know, he speaks to us, we can meditate, and we can respond. When I was in my prayer closet, and I was praying, and I would never go to the verses where Jesus talked to the Pharisees, because I was very legalistic, and I never liked to read it. I just felt condemned. You know, we know there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And one day, I remember God, he said, "Patty, I want to heal you." And So then I read it, and he wants to get that junk out of us, you know, whether we're legalistic and stern, but he wants to make us soft. Psalms 25:8 says, "Good and upright is the Lord; therefore, will He teach sinners in the way." Another favorite. My closet has regular, everyday clothes in it. Clothes I wear to work, to church, around town. The kind of clothes I wear reflects who I am and my personality. My prayer life or lack of it reflects to those outside. They, you know, it's just that's the way it is. When I go to work, if I'm not prayed up, wherever it's how we reflect. And Matthew 21:13 says, "My house shall be called the house of prayer." And when Moses spent time with God, he glowed. And I know I want to glow. So, okay. My closet has old clothes in it. I don't clean it out very often. And once in a while, I need to go through it and get rid of things that are no use to me. They hang there, and when I was talking to Joe about it, he says, "Yeah, they can start smelling stale." And when I go to God, I go to Him a lot of times. And Betty was talking about regrets, with regrets of my past, and He's already forgiven me. And we have talked about it. You know, I have been before Him, and yet I go back to Him with those same stale prayers, and it's taking up space. It's taking up space where I could be praying for something else besides focusing on me, which I do well. So anyway, that's those regrets, we have to get rid of them. They're stale. God tells us about our regrets. "I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty," God is good, "and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed." That's in Joel 2:25-27. My closet also is shared with my husband. He's got the top. And we go to a prayer closet together. We have, you know, we pray together. And if you're single, you go alone, but when you're married, and if you don't have a husband that prays with you, then you can pray, and the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." One of the most liberating prayers in my life was when... Well, God told me that I was trying to make God, Joe in my image. And that was a wake-up call. It was like, here I am. I want to be obedient to the Lord and get rid of this, you know, just what's in me. And I'm trying to tell Joe how to be. And so I asked God to take my husband and make him into the man, His image, God's image. And I'm telling you, it was like very freeing, very freeing. And God's doing a good job. Yes. He does a lot better than that. My closet has clothes I've forgotten about. This jacket, I forgot about it. It was on the end of the pole. And... if we don't go into our prayer closets very often, we forget about those little gems that are in our prayer. God wants to. He wants to. He wants to. He has something for us every single day. we sit before him, have communion with him, he changes us, and we walk away different. We do, and he wants to give us those little gems that we forget about when we don't go to him often. Psalm 103:2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." It seems to me that if the Bible tells us not to forget his benefits, then we are capable of forgetting his benefits. That leads to doubt about his goodness and what he has given. Somewhere, some voice is speaking to us. Excuse me. If God is not in our prayer closets with his word, then the world or the devil are speaking to us all the time. And they're loud and they're persistent. They don't give up. My closet has a lot of stuff in it. It has this heart. This is my husband's heart. He had a heart attack in June, and the hospital gave him that so he would remember to not, they filleted him, he said, and so he would not, take it apart. And we as women who are married are the closest to our husbands, and we don't know everything about him, but we know them pretty well. And we can pray for them as no other person can pray for them, to intercede for them and be the woman behind the man. Amen. In prayer. God has great things for him, and we can be a part of those great things and see God work. I see God working all the time, and I have a part, but not hands-on. Yeah, well, kind of hands-on. So, and if you're not married, there's somebody close to you you can pray for, and you know them. So we can pray the word in their life with verses like this one. Ephesians 3:16 says that he would grant them, or Joe, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. My closet has memories in it. This little sock monkey, it was in my other bedroom. I have two bedrooms in my home. And my dad came to stay with us, so I put the sock monkey in the closet. And this was given to me by my daughter-in-law, because she saw that I had sock monkey pajamas. So she said she sent that sock monkey to me. And we can go to God in our prayer closets and thank him for the sweet memories he has given us. They're not just for petition or intercession, but as we sit before God, we can thank him for the goodness to us, for the people that he's put in our lives. Yes. Psalm 136 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." And last but not least, my prayer closet has a comforter in it. It's a big one too, and it fits. And John 14:16 says, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." When I put that comforter on my bed, and it's clean and it's just nice, I feel like a princess. I really do. And that's how the Lord makes me feel. Don't you feel spoiled by God? I mean, he loves us, and we are spoiled. I feel like I'm a rich person. The Holy Spirit of God, as he directs my prayers, makes me this rich person with access to all my Father's riches. Psalm 112:3 says, "Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and righteousness endures forever." Proverbs 24:4 says, "And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches." And so I'm asking everyone, what is it that God has placed in your closet? What will he have you pray for? You will be able to move mountains in your husband's, your children's, your family's lives, your own life. You will come out with a glow.